So I am going to call to order this meeting of the Tacoma Landmarks Preservation Commission for April 26, 2023. And we'll begin the meeting acknowledging that we're holding this meeting on the traditional land of the Puyallup Tribe of Indians. We'll have a roll call. Looks like we have the commission is virtual this evening. We have in our virtual space commissioners Jaggers, McQuaid, Cade, Morgenroth, Bairston, Rousseau, and Bartoy. Have we received any public comments?
No, Chair, we have not.
No public comments were received. Is there any additions to the consent agenda? Hearing none, is there any objection with accepting the consent agenda by unanimous consent? Hearing no objections, the consent agenda is accepted. We have a couple of absences this evening. Commissioners, I'm doing it from memory. Commissioner Zeno and
Hilson Dagger and Sullivan.
Okay. Zeno, Hilsendegger, and Sullivan were excused this evening. Excellent. Oh, can we go back to the, I'm sorry, I don't have my.
Oh, sorry, sir.
No worries. I should have my agenda on a split screen, if I had a split screen. Thank you. Excellent. We have approval of minutes for January 11th, January 25th, and February 8th of 2023. Were there any corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, is there any objection with approving the minutes by unanimous consent? Hearing none, the minutes for January 11th, January 25th, and February 8th, 2023 are approved. Since we last met, there had been one administrative review that commissioners have seen via their email at 407 South M Street. And with that, we'll move into our design review. So we have one design review this evening at 623 North Ainsworth. Do we have a staff report?
We do, Chair.
Yes, Ms. Johnson.
Thank you. This is a design review, agenda item 5A for 623 North Ainsworth Avenue in the North Slope Historic District. Built in 1906, this house is a contributing structure in the North Slope Historic District. This is the design review for exterior aspects of a proposed remodel and restoration project. The exterior rear deck will be extended, but there will be no change to the footprint of the house itself. All of the exterior work is proposed for the rear and side elevation, where there are some non-historic windows, non-historic door, and T111 siding. The interior remodel will relocate the kitchen primarily. The proposed scope includes non-historic T111 siding portions will be removed in favor of new wood shingle siding to match the extant historic siding. Removal of rear north door and replace with windows. A minor shift to location of the east side doorway to align with interior remodeling plans. Replace the non-historic east side door with a new wood door. Remove vinyl windows on rear and side elevations. Put new windows in the area to be remodeled, which will visually match the extant historic windows using Marvin's Elevate product line, which feature wood sashes, exterior clad faces with fiberglass, and also non-original window trim will be replaced with new 4-inch wood trim to match the historic trim. Requested action is approval of the proposed scope of work. The guidelines, in this case, the North Slope and Wedge historic, neighborhood design guidelines apply to this proposal as follows: for doors, all 3 points, for windows, physically new window openings or changing window openings, and that is it. Our analysis, number one, the property at, excuse my typo here, 623 not 715. 623 North Ainsworth Avenue is a contributing structure in the North Slope Historic District. As such, it is subject to design review requirements per TMC 13.05.040 and requires Landmarks Commission approval prior to those alterations being made or permitted. Number two, the replacement of T111 siding with wood shingle siding will restore some of the house's historic character on the rear corner and will not impact any historic material. Number three, the replacement of non-historic vinyl windows with clad wood windows that will match the extant historic windows in terms of operation, orientation, and size would appear to meet the design guidelines under windows, specifically new window openings. Number four, the removal of the rear north door and replacing it with windows relates to the interior remodeling and would appear to meet the design guidelines under windows, specifically new window openings. And lastly, number five, the east side door is not historic. It is not known if that doorway is in a historic location, and the shift in doorway location is minor and relates to the interior remodel. Given all these factors, the relocation and replacement of this door appear to meet the design guidelines under door items one and two. Recommendation, staff recommends approval of the application, and we have included sample language for approval, deferral, and denial. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Ms. Johnson. Is there a representative
of the applicant? Yes.
Great. Do you have anything to add to the staff report?
No, everything looks pretty good so far.
Okay. Then I'll open it up to questions or comments from the commission. Commissioners? Yes, Vice Chair Burst.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I'm noticing in the photos on the west elevation, so it's page 30, that there's like a kind of a bump out where those two existing windows are. I guess technically three, but the bump out is where two windows are. Is that the same place where windows are going to be added? Am I reading that correctly, or am I misunderstanding the elevations?
Those windows will be added. Those are the two windows that will be added. So it will retain the existing two windows, and we'll be adding two more.
On the left of the existing windows.
Correct.
Okay.
And what we're doing is we're actually, somebody enclosed below that window and voided the old traditional cantilever. So we're actually going to convert that back into the original cantilevered, so it's a bench seat, and it'll be four consistent windows in that area.
Cool. Okay, great. I was like, are those windows adding to the other side, and are you continuing the bump out? But that makes a lot more sense. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Kate?
Thank you. I normally walk around the neighborhood and look at, you know, to see what's being changed here, and I obviously couldn't do that where it's in the backyard, but this plan looks really nice. It looks like a nice change that restores some of what was probably changed sometime in the past.
Great. Thank you, Commissioner. Any other commissioners? Comments, questions? Oh, Vice Chair, are you hand up again?
Yes. Yeah. Just out of curiosity, it looks like that second deck off of the north elevation is remaining. It seems to be in the existing drawing, or excuse me, in the proposed drawings, but the door is gone.
Correct. I'm sorry, I wasn't aware if we would be able to remove that deck. And it is concrete, a portion of it is concrete, so we were going to leave that area, and it actually has a little bit of a roof projecting over it. But you know, I can definitely take any suggestions. If we can remove that, I can talk to the contractor and the client, and having that area removed, that door will be removed because it was part of the addition that we believe took place back in the 70s or 60s or 70s. That's all T111 siding, but we're going to be matching that with the existing cedar siding.
Yeah, I mean, especially since that's an addition, it seems like if you wanted to remove that deck, I don't know that that would be a problem, but certainly if staff has comments about that.
Vice Chair, are we talking about the spot that I put on the screen just now?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that door is being removed, and then we're going to replace that door and that window with two transom windows. But if we can remove that deck and those stairs, then we'll definitely, you know, have those removed just so we can keep that consistent.
I'll just say from staff's perspective, I don't think it makes any difference to the design guidelines or the integrity of the house.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And it seems kind of strange to have a deck with no door. And you might get a nicer finish below the windows without the deck, but I'm interested if other commissioners have comments.
Okay, Commissioner Cade?
Given that it's attached to the 1960s or 70s vintage addition, I can't imagine that deck and stairway are historic. So I would think it could be removed.
Thank you, Commissioner. Any other commissioners? I'd be in agreement with both Commissioner Bairston and Commissioner Cade. Okay, if there's no more comment or questions, is there a motion to be entertained before the commission? Vice Chair Bairston.
Yes, Chair, I would like to move that the Landmarks Preservation Commission approve the application for 623 North Ainsworth as submitted, and including the removal of the north porch at the discretion of the applicant.
Great. Thank you, Vice Chair. Is there a second to the motion? Commissioner McQuaid.
Second, sorry.
No worries. Okay, there's a motion that's been seconded in front of the commission. Is there any comment or discussion on the motion before the commission? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. So we're all virtual here. So those voting commissioners, all those in favor, please raise your virtual hand. We have Commissioners Morgenroth, Bairston, Rousseau, McQuaid, and Bartoy voting aye. And that means that is all the voting commissioners in the room this evening. So there are no nays and no abstentions, and the motion carries. Thank you very much.
So we'll have the written decision, I think, probably by done tomorrow. And then for any other permits that you need to pull for, we can go ahead and sign off for the historic portion of those.
Okay.
No. Thank you.
Maybe.
Right.
Yes, we have free copies of the the reprint of the Prairie Line coloring book.
It would have been nice if the commissioners would have known there were free gifts this evening in person. That might have changed our attendance here.
We'll be offering prizes in the future here. Yes.
Cookies got me in one time, I can say that. So. All right, so moving on in our agenda, I believe our next item was equity committee updates.
Actually, we don't have any updates at this time. We will soon, though.
We'll soon. Okay. And from my memory, then we'll move on to events and activities.
What? Sure, I'll do that. So let's see here. Just recently this weekend, there is the Washington State Annual History Awards, which were on the 22nd. That was on Saturday. Susan was there. And in fact, Susan has a nice celebrity photographed, Chris Novoselic of Nirvana, is currently a part of the Washington State History Board. Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. So I know it's kind of a history's grunge. More updates. The Heritage Project grant cycle is open. I think a couple of our commissioners are going to be serving on the grants panel for that. We're currently working on the meeting date for that panel. The Applications are due this Friday, the 28th. So if you happen to know anybody that is considering applying for the grants, please encourage them to do so. We have, I think, $40,000 budget this year. Maximum $10,000 award, as the commission may recall. And then following that that grants panel review, there will be a scoring recommendation that will be sent to the full commission for the May 24th meeting. Speaking of nominations and awards, the annual preservation awards nomination is live. I think it's, we've already talked about that a little bit, but as always, Google Forms is used for submitting the nomination. We're accepting the nominations through May 3rd. And so again, vote early and vote often. If you have preservation awards or projects you think deserve some recognition, or you have friends or folks that you know that are thinking about that, that's please encourage them to apply to the commission as a full slate to consider. Preservation Month is starting in May, as we all know. And so on May 2nd, we'll be at the City Council study session. Susan and I will be discussing the annual update that we give via PowerPoint. Of course, anybody that wants to either attend virtually or in person is welcome to do so. Kevin, your plan to be at the proclamation council, either virtually or in person, we should probably talk about, which is going to be on May 2nd that evening, where we declare Historic Preservation Month open. Some of the upcoming events on May 4th, there's a free public workshop at Earthwise, architectural salvage on reclaimed lumber from 1 to 3, that's 628 60th Street. You'll see that in the staff report. On May 6th, Community Archive Center will host the Hilltop Story Fest from 11 to 3 at Tacoma Community House. May 13th, Sustainability Preservation and 18th, excuse me, we have a out of date. We changed the date. That's right. I just changed the date on another thing too. May 18th, Sustainability Preservation and Infill. So make a note if you're relying on the staff report to for your social calendar for the next month. You might want to change that May 13th to May 18th. Walking tour of University of Washington campus, which I've always said is a great collection. It's a great preservation lab because just about every approach to preservation is present on that campus. And it's also, you know, we've won national preservation awards too for it. So it's always a good good to see what's going on and also to see how some of these projects come together. On 17th, there is a Lincoln District walk with Downtown On the Go at noon. You can go to their website and learn more about that. And then on May 25th, hot off the vote from the Landmarks Commission will be the Preservation Awards ceremony. Tacoma History Quest is coming for the month of May with a new set of clues to solve. Paige has been working hard on that with Susan. And so more information is going to be posted to the social media Tacoma Historic Preservation or our Tacoma Culture Twitter as May approaches. And then we have discussed with the commission in the past couple meetings the desire to maybe see some of the outcomes of commission decisions and design review, just to give you guys a better sense of the impact that you have on the community and all the cool things that are happening. And so one of the first of those is going to be Wednesday, June 21st at 4. This is a site visit for the Astor, which was formerly known as the Washington Building. That's a brand new apartment project that you may have recall has been through design review a couple of different times. And they have graciously, the ownership has graciously allowed or invited us to walk through the building check it out and to answer questions about the project. And some of you also who go a little further back may remember that not too long ago, the Washington Building was actually one of the ones on our watch list for enforcement and neglect, especially a lot of the terracotta was suffering damage, there was vegetation growing out of the building and so forth. And so it has been rehabbed and actually I think just went through the STB approval as well for I think 40 some million dollars. So that's a big project. And then we are still working on some of the details on this, but mark your calendars. June 24th is the much discussed, but also nebulous Landmarks Commission training that we've been talking about. It'll be with the National Alliance of Preservation Commissions. It's probably also going to be on the UWT campus at one of the buildings that this commission has reviewed before. And we're still working that out. But this is a National Alliance of Preservation Commissions, if the commissioners aren't aware, is the only national nonprofit dedicated to the support of local government preservation programs and commissions. And so they have a very popular training series, which they go through the different mechanics, things like design review, legal aspects of doing quasi-judicial review. In this case, I think we're also gonna be talking a little bit about doing preservation through an equity lens in practice, because this commission is not theoretical, it's a practical commission that actually reviews things and makes decisions. And so this is gonna be a full day event. We will have lunch and refreshments provided, and we'll have the details forthcoming as soon as we have them. We're still working on the final details of our contract on that. But I just wanted to say we've been talking about doing that for a long time, I think since at least last year. And so that's now scheduled for June. And I think that concludes the events update.
Well, that's excellent. Vice Chair.
Sorry, Steph, could you repeat the date for that training?
Saturday, June 24th.
Ah, okay. I already have it on my calendar. And I have a second question. For the walkthroughs, are you going to be requesting RSVPs for those?
For the Aster, for example?
Yes.
Yes, I think we'll want a head count so we know. And also sometimes, too, it's nice to know that if we can, you know, close the doors or if we have to leave somebody outside waiting for folks to arrive. So if you happen to know, if you think you're going to be there, you're not sure, that's fine too. But as close we can get to knowing would be helpful.
Okay. Unfortunately, that is overlapping with the WAMA conference in Yakima. So as much as I would really love to see that building, I won't be able to make it.
Is there commissioners questions? We do. Do we have is there anything official in the settling in for the preservation awards? It's going to be our first award ceremony in person in, what is it, 3 years, 4 years?
Oh, yeah. I think we're looking at the Fossey Port Museum for location. We've done it there. I think we did it probably 5 years ago there or something like that. It's a nice venue. And of course, as long, if the weather's nice, you know, the water and everything is really, and they've done a wonderful job rehabbing that building, and that truss work is just amazing inside of there. So it's a really nice thing to see, especially when you consider we're our recently adopted Maritime Heritage Area. That's a nice tie-in as well. So we're still working out the details on that, but that's what we think we're going to be, where we think it's going to be held.
Great. Thank you. Excited about it in person. I'm trying to remember the last in person we had. Was it at Stewart?
For the awards?
Yeah. I think it was this, maybe. Yeah.
I thought it was at the courthouse.
Oh, the courthouse. You're right. Thank you, Vice Chair. Yep. It was Stewart the year before that. Yep. Commissioner
Kay? What was the date for the award ceremony?
The award ceremony will be May 25th.
Okay.
Excellent.
We'll have food and refreshments and things like that, so you know, it'll be worthwhile just for the nourishment.
The food is always excellent. Yes. All right, moving on to chair comments then, I believe. And I'm trying to think I was actually gonna kind of give an update. There's not a lot to update on, but the facilities advisory committee, which I'm participating in, just to kind of let you all know about the process we're moving through. We're meeting, we had a couple meetings right in a row, back to back 1 week, but we're on the set schedule of this commission essentially. So it's Thursdays every other week. And now we've done our site visits, and each department from the city is coming through and giving presentations. So 2 weeks ago was from the library, and tomorrow I believe it's from the fire department, and they're presenting where each department's presenting kind of where they have their needs, and then allowing for a lot of discussion. There's been a lot of discussion around community engagement with the process, and several community members wanting to have more of a voice in the discussions there. So they've been really interesting hearing. They're trying to have broad representation from across the city, engage with that, as well as with some boards and commissions as well. There's nothing really decisional at this point. It's still kind of going through, looking at the different facilities that are here and the different needs. I can say that I think across the board, the committee has been really, I think to a person, it's the one that always comes up. It's been, shocked is, I guess, the right word for it, at the condition of the fire houses throughout the city. Some of the firehouses are in really It's not even that they're poor condition, but I mean, they're essentially 1920s bungalows that were designed, I guess, as the fire station at the time, that are just extremely inadequate for what that department deals with. And I mean, if you saw the article about the firefighter who recently died of cancer, I mean, one of the, kind of risks is the exposure to those types of things. And there's no separation from bringing those things into those firehouses at these older ones. So it's pretty eye-opening in looking at where those community needs are, I guess. I don't know if anyone has any questions or concerns. I know there's not much of an update because we're just going through that, but I can also probably, if anyone has interest, I can supply the materials. Some of those are public materials that have been provided.
Mr. Chair, have you discussed with the commission sort of what the facilities advisory panel is doing and sort of what it's sort of what the process is?
We did in broad strokes a few meetings ago. I don't know if the commission, I can do it again if the commissioners want that information. Not seeing any nods either way. So
I just want to make sure that folks understood what the
Is that clear to commissioners, this facilities advisory committee? I'm seeing head nods, yeah. We talked about it a couple ago. Okay. All right. Well, I'll keep the yes, Vice Chair, as I was about to say, you beat me to the punch. I'll keep you informed as the conversations continue. I think reuse is probably going to be part of the conversation as well. You know, some of the older buildings and whatnot that we're talking about. So it'll be things the commission, I'm sure, are going to be interested in. Is there anything else for the good of the order? Hearing none from the commission, staff, anything else? Hearing none, then in that case, I will go ahead and I can't knock on this with you hearing, so I'll just knock on my thing maybe. Did that work? Did that? No? Oh, bummer. Knock, knock, knock. I will adjourn this meeting of the Tacoma Landmarks Preservation Commission. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Good night.
Have a good night.